Waldorf's Fantastic Trip. One day, Waldorf was sitting outside his workshop, wondering what to invent next. He was a very clever mouse and had made all kinds of wonderful machines. But he was also very forgetful, and this brought him no end of trouble. Whatever he did went wrong, and all because of his dreadful memory. Once he invented a sailing boat that made its own wind, but he forgot how to switch it off, and it blew itself away. Then he made an electric banana peeler, but he forgot to tell it what a banana looked like, and it peeled everything in sight. At last, as day turned into night, Waldorf had an idea.
They say the moon is made of cheese. I know. I'll build a spaceship and bring some back. I'll be famous.
And so he set to work, borrowing bits and pieces wherever he could. He risked life and limb, for people did not always want to lend him just what he needed. At last, the machine was ready. When the great day came, some of his friends called round to say goodbye. But none of them had much faith in poor Waldorf, not even his sister Kate.
"Even if it works," she wept, "you'll forget where you're going."
Waldorf was very hurt.
"No, I won't," he replied. "I've tied a knot in my tail to remind me."
Bravely holding back a tear, he climbed aboard his magnificent spaceship. With a mighty roar, the spaceship shot skywards and disappeared from view.
"It does work," he said to himself. "I'll show them all they're wrong, and I won't forget where I'm going."
Waldorf felt very excited as he zoomed through space all by himself. He set course for the moon and planned how he would fill the spaceship's hold with strong green cheese. The thought of cheese made him hungry. It was obviously time for tea. He looked in cupboard after cupboard, but could not find a single crumb. He searched the whole rocket ship from top to bottom while his tummy rumbled.
Oh dear," he moaned. "I've forgotten to bring any food."
So, foodless and forlorn, he settled down for the trip. It was too late to turn back now. If he did, his friends would see that he'd failed, and that would be unbearable. He journeyed on, and as he went, he could not help dreaming of hunks of cheese. At last, the moon was in sight. But as he got closer, Waldorf grew rather alarmed.
"It doesn't look cheesy close up. In fact, it doesn't look tasty at all."
The spaceship landed, and Waldorf peered around, feeling cold, hungry, and frightened. He tasted a piece of slimy grass.
"Yuck,"
he said, feeling rather sick. Miserably, he sank down on a rock. Suddenly, he heard an unearthly whooping noise.
"Eek!"
shrieked Waldorf, as a band of weird, frightening creatures leapt out from among the rocks, yelling hideously.
"Hey!" squealed Waldorf. "Let me go!"
But the gremlins and moon rats just laughed and tightened their grip.